Penguin Random House Audio presents The Giver of Stars by Jojo Moyes. Read for you by Julia Whalen. To Barbara Napier, who gave me stars when I needed them. And to librarians everywhere. Prologue. December 20th, 1937. Listen. 3 miles deep in the forest, just below Arnott's Ridge, and you're in silence so dense it's like you're wading through it. There's no birdsong past dawn, not even in high summer, and especially not now, with the chill air so thick with moisture that it stills those few leaves clinging gamely to the branches. Among the oak and hickory, nothing stirs. Wild animals are deep underground. Soft pelts intertwined in narrow caves or hollowed-out trunks. The snow is so deep the mule's legs disappear up to his hocks, and every few strides he staggers and snorts suspiciously, checking for loose flints and holes under the endless white. Only the narrow creek below moves confidently, its clear water murmuring and bubbling over the stony bed, headed down toward an endpoint nobody around here has ever seen. Marjorie O'Hare tests her toes inside her boots, but feeling went a long time back, and she winces at the thought of how they're going to hurt when they warm up again. 3 pairs of wool stockings, and in this weather you might as well go bare-legged. She strokes the big mule's neck, brushing off the crystals forming on his dense coat with her heavy men's gloves. "Extra food for you tonight, Charlie boy," she says, and watches as his huge